when it comes to like women rappers, they never like talk about women with phenomenal albums. Like the conversation is always Drake, Kendrick, Cole.
Right.
And, you know, Charlamagne always says, Rapture's the best rapper who's not Kendrick Lamar. I hate when he does that because I feel like he's like trying to put me in a pin to pin type of situation. But, you know, he's kind of not lying. So, what do you attribute that to? Or does that even bother you that you're not in a conversation with those three?
I think I spend so much time, like, trying to earn respect or whatever. I have it from the people that matter. You know, I have it from my peers. I have it from legends, from my village of fans. So it's cool. Like, I understand everybody's not always going to like everything. I'm cool with everybody not liking me or thinking whatever their opinion is. You have a right to have an opinion. I'm so good in who I am and my ability and what I've done thus far and the opportunity to do so much more. I'm so at peace. What's up, y'all? This is Rapsody. My new song, Asteroids, featuring Hit-Boy, is out now. Hey, yo, Nyla, we need to talk, yo.
What's up, guys? Nyla Simone here from We Need to Talk. As you know, we drop two interviews a week, each and every Monday and each and every Thursday. Brand new exclusive content from your favorite celebrities, influencers, whoever. So make sure you guys hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date with everything that we have going on. And make sure you guys just share, tell a friend to tell a friend, drop a comment, show your girl some love, all right? What's going on, guys? Nyla Simone here with another episode of We Need to Talk. And today we have a very, very special guest in the building. My sister Rapsody is here.
We need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk, rap man. Where you been at?
I've been in my little cave.
Yeah, we know, man. We see you cut from hibernation sometimes. Like, we saw you Dreamville Fest.
Yeah.
You know, I just seen you a few weeks ago for the Lauren concert. But you've really been in hibernation and, well, I don't know, you got the music locked away.
Yeah.
Underground.
Yep, lock and key. Real tight. You need a password.
Yo, I know.
A snake charmer.
You know, I have to respect it, though, because when you drop music, you know, it's a real situation, you know. So I understand, but we have been waiting.
The wait is almost over.
All right. You've been telling me that for like 2 years.
No, I was starting too early.
Okay.
I thought I was done several times, but I'm a perfectionist in a way. So,
Capricorn?
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Yeah. I had a lot to say. That's what it is.
Okay.
I had a lot to say. And yeah.
Did the message keep changing?
No, it's not a central message.
Okay.
It's just a lot of honesty and truth.
Mm.
Allowing people to really see me. Not to hide behind deep lyrics or metaphors. You know, just be more profound, being fearless. Being vulnerable, allowing myself to be naked. But I had a lot to say because I've never been that vulnerable. I'll shine more light on the world and other people before I allow people to see me. Mm. So it's been I ain't gonna say too much, but it's been many, many years of just holding a lot in. So I had to just get it all out.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that then.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm happy with it.
That's, I was about to say, you feel free?
Yeah, this is the most peaceful I've ever been. Ever been. Wow. Any project, you know, I'm always excited, but there's a little level of anxiousness. And I think that's because, like, the idea of, I hope it does good. What is that, right? Mm-hmm. And you figure out that, you know, the standards of what is successful in the music business is not real. You know, these numbers, a lot of them are fabricated. Some of them are real. It's your connection with people.
Yeah.
And so this is the most peaceful I've ever been.
I love to hear that. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I was saying, like, your music is, like, sacred because, and I had this conversation often about just, like, albums not mattering and people not putting, like, love into their albums. But every time you drop an album, it's Grammy nominated, you know?
Not every time.
Pretty much.
But.
The last two.
Eve wasn't nominated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should have been.
Yeah.
Eve wasn't nominated. Dang. It's all right. But yeah. Layla's was.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, impeccable. Still one of my favorites. But I like to have this conversation just about, like, albums because I do feel like they're not really cherished anymore.
Right.
And also, I feel like when it comes to, like, women rappers, they never, like, talk about women with phenomenal albums. Like, the conversation is always Drake, Kendrick, Cole.
Right.
And, you know, Charlamagne always says, Rapture's the best rapper who's not Kendrick Lamar. I hate when he does that because I feel like he's, like, trying to put me in a pin-to-pin type of situation. But, you know, he's kind of not lying. So, what do you attribute that to? Or does that even bother you that you're not in a conversation with those three? What's up, guys? I'm Nyla Simone, and I hope you're enjoying this interview. If you are, just do me a favor. Go ahead and like and subscribe. Follow the channel.
I think I spend so much time, like, trying to earn respect or whatever. I have it from the people that matter. You know, I have it from my peers. I have it from legends, from my village of fans. So it's cool. Like, I understand everybody's not always going to like everything. I'm cool with everybody not liking me or thinking whatever their opinion is. You have a right to have an opinion. I'm so good in who I am and my ability and what I've done thus far and the opportunity to do so much more. I'm so at peace. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm just so unplugged from the matrix of it all. Right? That's why Asteroids has that, you know, that inspiration of the Matrix in it. Because, again, like, you know, how we value music has changed, I think, from the past. And it's not so much about the talent. It's more so about the entertainment of it all. And I put the talent before the entertainment. The talent can become entertaining, but I'm not here to entertain you. Me, personally. Some people are, and we need a spectrum of it all. But I'm a truth seeker, a truth teller. I'm here to connect with people. I'm here to make the soundtrack to life. And just use my gift in that way. So
I know you said on this album you have a lot to say, but I feel like with Asteroids, you said a lot. I mean, like, you had to run it back and really catch the things you were saying. But a few things that stuck out to me was definitely the I screenshotted the ones I wanted to bring up. But definitely the Jay-Z bar. Where you said people calling you a clout chaser.
Oh, yeah.
Have people really called you a clout chaser for that?
Yeah, I mean, I as an artist, I probably should not read the comments, but I do. I'm online, so yeah. I like to observe and just see what people are saying. And there was a time where, you know, it would see, like, oh, she only mentioned Jay-Z for clout, or you always mentioning Jay-Z. And it was like, normally, you know, I'm never in no beef, no drama. I see a lot of things that I would want to say something about, and I'm just like, it's not worth my energy. I'm not giving you the light.
Right.
But in an artistic way, I'm going to show you how I feel about it. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I talk about things that I experienced. Like, I have interactions with Jay. I know Jay. I don't talk to him every day. Do I have his number? No. But,
Yeah, you know him more than the person in the comment section saying that complaint. That's why I'm like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Right. And he's one of the most, he's probably the greatest rapper, arguably, to ever exist. And he's done so much, and he's so much a part of the culture. So it's easy for me to draw examples of him and just put in, it's just, I'm sorry, that's just what it is.
No, it's understandable. Okay. I hate that anybody would even say that. I think that's dumb, but.
People going people.
But as my mom would say, some people's kids. You know, like, some people's kids.
That far right there.
Another line that I thought was interesting was, I thought the most love would come back from my ladies. Mm-hmm. About 60-40, I'm just making observation.
Right.
That's analytic-wise, right?
Yeah.
So it's 60% men?
Yeah.
You know, mine's is like that, too. And Sexy Red's is like that, too.
Right.
And I was just like, how? I don't understand that. What? Why is that?
That was part of my self-reflection, because as a black woman, I would think that my experience as a black woman would
resonate,
right? And it was the complete opposite. And that's better. Like, early in the days, it was 75-80%, right? I would go to shows. My shows were mostly men. And so, you know, I would always try to understand, like, what is the disconnect? And maybe it's in the way I rap, right? I'm a big fan of lyrics, metaphors. I'm a lyricist through and through.
Metaphors are crazy.
Yeah, and I think sometimes even the type of production, too, can lend itself to, like, men really enjoying that more. Like, we have this conversation, or I see this conversation on Twitter about, you know, women complaining about sometimes the sexualization of women in music, not just hip-hop, just music in general.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, it's because of the men. But in my observation, and there's nothing wrong with it, a lot more women buy into the images that are more sexualized, right? That's just the honest conversation. So, you know, I don't know. Sometimes it could be, you know, I feel liberated through this music, yeah. you know, or whatever have you. But it's just an observation. And so I just speak on it because I know there's this narrative about men. We do live in a patriarchal system, but there's this narrative that it's only men holding up the sexualization of women in hip hop. And that's not true.
Yeah.
You know.
Because also women can believe in patriarchy and fall into it as well.
Exactly.
But I do think, like, it's important. And that's why, like, I personally always just try to champion those who reflect the things that I like. You know what I mean? Like, and like you said, I know you're just doing an observation, but the observation is true. And I feel like there's not more people are cognitive that they're even falling for, like, that. They're not. They don't know that they're falling for it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Exactly. In a space of time that I think the listener sometimes doesn't always think for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about early hip-hop, we did have guys in TV and DJs and radio, but the culture was at the forefront.
I was having this conversation with Miss Pat on The Breakfast Club, and she was saying that, like, she said, your generation, all they do is want to be sexy red, but they not performing, and they wear that out regularly, and this, that, and the third. And what I was saying to her is that, like, I think that because, like, over-sexualization has been normalized, mm-hmm. that even young girls who are kind of entering their womanhood, mm-hmm. they think that that is what womanhood looks like. Because that's what they're seeing everywhere.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that that's what it is. Like, because she was saying, like, that's whole culture. And I was saying, whole culture is now normalized.
Right.
So it's not, like, she doesn't, you know, the girls who are following these footsteps aren't necessarily hoes because mm-hmm. they dress like that. It's just the cultural norm now.
Right, that's presented to them, that they're being fed over and over and over again, everywhere they look, even outside of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Sexualization, and this is part of American society.
Yeah.
And again, that's just the thing. So how are we going to give permission without equal representation of
yeah.
what a woman in hip hop looks like? It's not one thing. It's many, many different things. It's very layered. And sometimes we ourselves can jump in and out of it.
Yeah.
One day we might feel like this 12 a.m. girl. You know?
Would you I was just twerking to Waka Flocka last Christmas? Yeah. Like, you know, pull a bar. But that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Like, we're not simple human. We're complex.
Yeah.
You know, we come from different experiences in our culture. Even how I grew up, again, I hung with everybody. Everybody. I know who I am, but, you know, I fit in all different spaces because I understand it. You know, I can turn it on when I want to. And when I don't, and it's really not me, I can just appreciate for what it is.
Yeah.
But I don't lose myself in it.
Now, a bar that had me a little concerned is when you said, I almost went MIA on niggas like Lauren.
Yeah, that's a real thought.
Why? Like, what took you there?
I think I was so caught up in what was deemed successful or the idea of what made me feel like people cared, right? And it was a thought like, I don't think people care anymore, or maybe my time is up, or I don't really know if there's space for me. You know, it's this idea of how much longer can I do it at this level? Should I shift and do something else before it gets too difficult? You know, it was just a real human thought for me for as long as I've been doing it too, right? Hip-hop loves to age artists out.
Yes, they
do. That's a real thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful to see, like, a lot of artists now across genres. Jelly, for instance, he just got Best New Artist. I think he's 39? How old? 39.
I didn't even know.
Right? There's another older lady at the Grammys who got, or something, she just got Best New Artist, and she was in her 80s.
What?
No lie. I don't know what genre it is, but... You know, but hip hop has a thing, and it's one thing. It's like a real thought. So, but the biggest thing was like, do people care?
Yeah.
So you know, I was like, maybe I should shift and do something else. But I love it too much.
Thank God.
So.
Thank God. No, because I just don't know. Because like you said, we need both spectrums. Like I like listening to Sexy Red and Latto mm-hmm. and all of them. But I need something when I'm, like, you know, trying to decompress or self-reflect
right.
or whatever the case may be. So we need, you know, right. the voice.
And that's a good point, too. you hear comments, you know, I know people say one thing about me, she's boring, right? They don't get into it. I'm just like, well, if you're trying to turn up in the car to it and go to the club, then I could see how that might be your thing. There's a time and space for everything. And I think sometimes as listeners, we don't understand, like, yo, there's 7 days in a week. It's a lot of life going on in there. We're not in the club all the time. We're not with our friends turning up. You're not happy every day of the week. Sometimes you're reflective. Sometimes you're chilling. Sometimes you want to vibe. Sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you want to fuck a nigga up. It is what it is. You need some knuck and buck in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Carolina.
Sometimes you just need some background music. That's just chill. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where I fit in your world. Or somebody like me. You don't even have to like me, but it's understanding that, yo, music, there's a space of soundtracks to our life. And it doesn't have to be one thing to be good. So
yeah, that's true. Not the boring line. They say that about Cole, too, and I hate that. And I'm like, I don't understand what's boring about it. Y'all just don't. People don't like utilizing their brain. Anything where they feel too. Like it's too much, they just want plain and simple. But, okay, you came off the gate with the most underappreciated but the most respected. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, I had to turn it up when she said that because I'm like, oh, she's in her bag.
Our first bar to have.
Yeah, I started sending it out to other people like, she's in her bag, tap in. But when you said that, I was like, damn, okay, so you accepted that, but you already know your role.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's hard to see outside of myself. Again, like I observed, it was a few things, a lot of comments like, yo, Rhapsody, the most underappreciated, but I understand the respect I have. And I think during one part of my career, I can't remember what projects it was for, maybe Layla's Wisdom and Eve or Crown and Layla's Wisdom. Hip Hop DX used to do those end of the year awards. Mm-hmm. And I got most slept on or underappreciated artists or something like that 2 times in a row, 2 years in a row. So I was like, wow. But it was just a conversation piece. But everywhere I go, sometimes even shockingly, like people I wouldn't expect, it's always a lot of love and a lot of respect or conversations where it's like you don't understand how many places or spaces we'll be at and your name comes up. People have a lot of respect for you. And I'm hearing this from legends and a lot of people. So I'm like, okay, I can't let the idea of numbers or Grammys define my value and worth. You know what I'm saying? So that was a self-reflection.
Taking the path left traveled, meaning the path of respect. Because, like, right now we're in the era of attention versus respect.
Absolutely.
Like, most people would rather just take the attention. But
for a certain extent. And when they get it, they realize it's a little empty and they want the respect.
Yeah.
I love Lil Yachty, but he wants the respect right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I love to see him challenging himself like that. You know, I got to work with him on the come up, and to see his process was dope for me. Like, I didn't know he didn't write without a pen, but his process was exciting to
Jay-Z
see.
Jay-Z got everybody doing that, and y'all got to stop because y'all are not Jay-Z. I'm not talking about y'all in particular, but there's mad artists that be like, man, I don't write nothing down. And I'm like, yo, I could tell. Like, it's okay to write, man. We encourage that.
It's funny. I go in studio sessions, and I tell the engineer, I said, bear with me, I'm writing, so it's going to take me maybe a little bit of hours. If you need to go do something, do it, whatever. And they be like, nah, we cool. Like, we have it coming here. People just get in the booth and they go line for line. We just got to wait. So they come up with every line. I'll be like, oh, that's how they do it now? Okay, that's interesting. Like, I didn't know it. No, not. It's just interesting. But me, it has to be a complete thought.
Preferably, yes. Like,
but, I mean, I recognize there's an art and skill in all of it.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Just, you know, what your process is your process. So.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm not hating on it, but... Yeah, I think you're right, but I do think it because it's the road less traveled, you know, it's just harder. So, like, at what moment did you make your peace with that?
Which part?
Taking the road less traveled.
Oh, peace of mind, you know. You know, I did things that felt good to me, that were authentic to me, that, you know, allowed me to get the best representation of myself. And that's what it was about. I wanted to be able to wake up every day at least happy, and I could look in the mirror and not fall out of love with what I fell in love with, because I'm trying to appease or think what I think should be done instead of doing this is what feels good to me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it was about. I'll take the marathon any day. You know, my longest quote is, anything that comes fast goes just as fast. So I wanted to take time to build a strong foundation, you know. Tell everybody I've done this in interviews that Knife told me when he first met me, he said, it's going to take you 7 to 10 years to get to a space where you want. You can grow from it, but it's going to take 7 to 10 years. And at first I was like, I need to go somewhere else. That was the first quick thought. But it's, you know, I would read a lot of books and then think about the artists that I love. I read Russell Simmons' book. I was reading his timeline, and it was like, I was like, oh, that's a 10-year mark. Looking at Kendrick's career when he first started rapping and when he first popped, about 7 to 10 year mark. So everybody that would have legacy in this, they had to put down a marathon, a road, a foundation. And it was like, that's the type of artist I want to be. And artists ask me for advice, and I tell them, well, that's the first thing you have to define or decide for yourself. What type of artist do you want to be? Right. If you want to be a legacy artist, you're going to have to make different decisions about your art versus somebody that's like, yo, I'm just trying to get in. Ain't nothing wrong, whatever your decision is, but there's different paths depending on your answer of what you're going to do in your art. And, you know, mine was legacy.
Yeah. So. I love that. Speaking of legacy and even just speaking about, like, ageism and hip-hop, you know, I saw Nas say, I want to say, like, 2 months ago at this point, how, like, he's in his third prime. And I love that statement because right. I'm like, you should feel like that.
Absolutely.
And he technically really is, especially with the Hit-Boy collabs. So, and I feel like that's how you should look at it, too. You're not in your third prime, but, you know, you're in a new prime.
I'm in my second adolescence.
And you, adolescence?
Yeah. It's another season.
And you're working with Hit-Boy. And, you know, and he really just took off, too. You know what I mean? So tell me about the collabing with Hit-Boy. Was this something that was inspired by Nas, or were you already working with Hicks? I know he's been around for a minute.
Yeah, no, I've always had a love and respect for Hit-Boy and what he's done. I just never had a connection, a path to him. So during the process, this is the first album, too. Like, I executive produced it. I took the helm of it, right? It's the first project. I necessarily didn't have Guru or Ninth or Terrace. Terrace helped a lot, too, right? It's like I learned so much. Now it's time for me to trust myself and do it. And this is the first time that, especially with rock, right, that, you know, that they came in and really, like, rap who you want to work with in that way, right? Because I've gone through a few president changes. Mm-hmm. So it's like a football team. You get you get whole new teams. But my time at rock has been beautiful. So Omar hit me and it was like, you want to get with Hit-Boy? I was like, absolutely. So they connected us. I was with Terrace at the time. He was like, I'm going to go with you. I'm like, okay, bet. Big brother.
Yeah.
And we just went to the studio. You know, Hit-Boy showed love, opened the doors, played beat after beat after beat. I'm a beat hoarder. I wanted to take everything he played. But I went in there with intention. You know, I was at a phase of the project where there were pieces missing. So I was like, Terrace, we need this certain piece. So he would run through beats and me and Terrace would be like, I think this one fits, right? Or that fits. And we took five. We didn't record together. I went back to Terrace's spot. I think he went home. He was like, you have the studio. Spend the night if you want. And that's exactly what I did. I stayed there by myself, slept on the couch, boom, boom.
Dang.
And just wrote the joint. I wrote to every and recorded to every beat. And at first, I was like, I don't know if it. The beats were great. I was like, I don't know if my pen. I was like, I think I'm losing my pen, blah, blah, blah. And I sat on them for like few months, and I went back and revisited it, and it was just that one. I was like, oh nah, this one hard. Send it to Hit-Boy. He sent me the fire emojis, and that was it. So when I knew it was going on the project, I went back and we sat together, because I like to let producers produce their own records.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's very important for artists to allow themselves to be produced. You have to allow the producer to produce you. And he made his changes, and whoop, whoop. That was it. But yeah, I hope we've talked about doing more anyway. So
yeah, that's fire. So Asheray, this is the first single off of the tape. Mm-hmm. So the tape is definitely
album.
Coming. The album is definitely
coming. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know you, because it'll be coming and it's not. Then you'll be like, I just gave you a single. I'll be like, I thought it was.
No, this is the rollout.
Okay.
This is, we rolling.
All right. I'm excited for it. And, well, okay, there's two things. One is like, when you played it, since this is the first one that you EP'd, when you played it for Guru and when you played it for Ninth, like, what was their reaction? And did they feel a way that you were like, I got this? You know, like, where are they at with it?
Nobody felt the way.
Okay.
Guru was like, yeah, go. Do it. I believe you could do it. And that was Love. They've heard, I've been done with this album 15, 16 times over. Okay. I thought I was done in 2020. And that was the very first time that I went to the studio and played it for Ninth. And what got me back on the journey was he was like, oh, this is some of your best work. It's just really heavy, right? And I was thinking, I was like, okay. I said, I want to be as truthful as I can be, but I don't want it to be so heavy where people can listen to it one time and appreciate the greatness of it, but they don't want to revisit it because it's too heavy, right? Yeah. So I was like, okay, I got to find a balance, and I don't have to stay in one emotion, right? We are, again, complex human beings, so we go through a myriad of emotions, happiness, sadness, frustration. You're mad. And plus conversations with some of my best friends, they like rap. Like, you got to show people all of you. You're not perfect, right? So I went back, and that's when I went through a 3.5-year journey of going to see S1, going to El Paso and Austin, Texas, Black Odyssey, going to Atlanta with Major 7, me and Eric G work how we work, hitting L.A., getting beat packs from Roc Nation, just recording on a bunch of different producers' beats. Just get out everything I had to say. But, you know, the final project, you know, Guru called me when I sent it to him, and he was like, this is your best work, you know. So that's been the consensus when I played it. I feel like it's my best work. But, you know, I'm the artist. I'm just put out in the world, whatever you feel, you feel. I'm happy with it.
Okay.
I'm probably about to get in the studio and work on the next thing.
Ooh.
And that's it, yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you, like, out of all the pieces or all the bodies you've put out, which one you feel like is your best work and you think is this one?
Yeah, without a doubt. They're all special for different reasons, but definitely this one. I think it's the most growth. Again, it's the most vulnerable. I think it's the most easy to digest out of all the projects I've done. And it's completely 100% my voice. You know, not to say anybody had control over me, but I don't think I was confident and sure enough in my...
Self-assured.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. You know, so I leaned on other people's thoughts and opinions, regardless of how my gut felt. I never really went with my gut. I went with being safe. And I'm not safe on this one. I'm just real.
Because I know you rap, you be staying out of stuff, honestly. Like, yeah, if you can't stay out, you don't even want to comment on, even though I feel like a lot of, like, the... Not to call you a real nigga, but all the real niggas I know don't be commenting on nothing.
I'm a real nigga.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't be commenting on nothing. You see things, you let it go. I mean, you even talked about it.
Yeah.
But, like, now that you're being so transparent with this next project, are you afraid of being pulled into, like, oh, she talks about this or whatever the case may be? Like, are you? Nah.
Nah. And that was part of the growth, right? Becoming fearless in that. You know, I thought about... Do I really want to share this? Do I really want to say this? Will this line make anybody feel a certain way? Could this be interpreted wrong? It's just like, I don't really care anymore. You know, T.I. told me some great advice right after I finished Eve. He was like, you know, we go in a booth and we create art. And we have to understand this is how we were and felt in this moment, right? We're just recording a part of time and history. When you leave that booth, you may change your mind as soon as you leave it. But don't erase the art, because it just shows where you were. So the next piece of art can show your growth. And I was like, oh, that's such a dope perspective. You know, so, nah. I was like, I'm a little afraid for my mom and daddy here. But it is what it is.
They still ain't here yet?
No.
No?
Absolutely
man,
not.
Man, you are holding on to this like the golden ticket, man. And I really can't wait to hear the project.
There are a select few people that have heard it.
Yeah, Charlamagne heard it. He called me and he was like, oh, my God. God, did you hear it yet? Man, I heard it. It's amazing. It is amazing.
To this day, I've been wondering what he felt about it, because he never called me after.
He never called you?
No.
He called me and was glowing about it. You ain't hear it yet? I'm like,
I'm going to send it to you.
Why are you calling
me? Do not hit her. Ask her to send it to you, because she's not going to do it. And don't ask her nothing about it. You got to wait like everybody else. Feel me? Nala in the family, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, but let me see. Charlamagne's heard it. You've heard it. Nico has heard it.
Okay.
Of course. He's, let me think.
Ooh, we do got to talk about you and Nico, actually.
Absolutely. Lena Waithe has heard it. I don't know. My close ones.
What was her response when she heard it?
She texted me. I hope to see her this weekend. But she said, I love the album. And she kept it at that. Man. So I'll speak to her in depth this weekend.
We're getting tens across the board, so I'm excited. but let's definitely talk about Nico, because I know you've been working with him in the stew. Actually, I would like, not that I knew Nico, but I didn't know him. But
yeah.
When you brought Ruben and Nico to Off Top, he's like, yeah, these two of them on ones. And since you said that, I've literally been seeing it with my own two eyes, seriously, from like Cosmic Kev freestyles to projects dropping, consistency, and even just improvement on pen from both of their behalf.
Right.
So what is, like, Rapsy, what is the magic touch that you got that you're doing? You know, like, how are you bettering the artist? It's crazy.
I just passed the jewels on. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to go through the same walk that they had to go through. And one of my biggest things is pass it forward. You know, hold on to it. So many people pass it on to me. So many people poured into me. It wouldn't be right of me. It wouldn't be, I wouldn't uphold the culture in the way it should be upheld if I didn't pass the information on. So those are two that I see a lot of talent in. I think they're so gifted, a lot of promise in. They're bright. I believe in them, and I want to help them, you know, with their art and their journey until they don't need my help anymore.
Yeah.
But it's dope, you know, to watch them grow. And they've taught me some things, too.
I was going to say, what is it like being sensei now? 'Cause like now you're the one that's, like, leading the pack.
I think I had to learn to let go of control a little bit.
Mm.
And it's not from a bad place. It's because, like, you want to see somebody succeed. You want to help them get it right. And sometimes you hold on too tight. Mm. And I had to learn to give the advice and kind of let go sometimes, too. Like, sometimes you just got to let them find their way.
It's hard because you come invested, back. Them.
I'm invested. Like, I'm so invested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I learned, like, yo, it's no right or wrong answer, and it's nobody's way is going to be the same, and that's what it is. So it's like, yo, Rab, you can only tell them from your experience and what you did, but they have to use that sometimes as a tool and add to whatever their experience is going to be in their journey. So yeah, that's what it is. But I'm working a lot with Nico, you know, and I'm excited. He's already finished two projects in a year. He's about to release one very, very soon. So yeah, I'm super excited.
I'm excited to see it. Yeah, Nico's grow. And the last time I seen Nico perform, I want to say it was about a year ago. Mm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to all of that. And last time I seen you perform, Lauryn Hill concert.
We both were performing.
Yes, yes. Now, can what we tell that? This story? Because, man, I get a call from Rap. I'm on the plane. I just get off the plane. She's like, you free tonight? I'm like, I mean, technically, yeah, but
why? And you were flying from overseas,
from
right?
From Paris.
I didn't even know that at the time.
Just landed. She's like, are you free tonight? I'm like, damn, I really need to take this time to, like, recoup, but it's Rhapsody. So I like, all right, what
I
you
can
need?
Tell by your response. I said, I don't think she really want to do it, but I'm going to tell her what it's for. Maybe she'll change her mind.
Man, she's like, Lauryn Hill at the Barclay. I'm like, damn, all right, let me wake up. Let me go shower. You know, you think you've been on the plane for mad long. I'm like, all right, let me at least go shower, grab my stuff, and go. But, nah, that was crazy.
I was scrambling. Like, I was going to the show anyway.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lauren's my biggest inspiration. Fuji, boom, bet we going to celebrate. But the thing was, I was in Atlanta doing an interview, and I had my dates mixed up. So I only packed a bag for two clothes, right? So I thought I was going back to North Carolina. The show was on Friday. My boy called me like, no, the show's Thursday. It's today. So I'm like, all right, boom, boom, change my flight. Nothing. It's whatever. Nobody's really going to see me. I'm going to the show. So I'm on the plane.
That was a good fit, though.
It was in my airport fit. It was cool.
That was a good fit. It was cozy.
It was cozy. Yeah. It wasn't no Barclays Center open up for Lauren fit, though. But whatever. You know, I swallowed that. I ate that. I was like, whatever. I'm hip-hop cute, baby.
Yes. Yes,
so I'm supposed to land at 4. You know, for Barclays performances, the openers do they sound checks at 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that is mad early, right? Or maybe it's later. I don't know. But
no,
it was past the time anyway.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to land at 4. I'm halfway through my flight. I get a text like, I got a question for you. I'm like, what? In my mind, I kind of knew what was about to be asked of me. You want to open up for Lauren? I ain't even think twice. I was like, yeah. But then I get off. I'm like, oh, I don't have a DJ. I don't have my in-ears. You know, when you perform in a stadium, there's an echo. So it's real tough to rap, but you hearing your lyrics delayed in the echo. That's different. So boom, like boom, boom. I need a DJ. I don't know nobody. I'm like hitting Guru on the way to DC. Boom, so I was like, I hit Nico. Nico gave me a list, but I was like, I don't know these people. I'm real particular, but I know you. I know you DJ, and I know she good. So I was like, Nyla, right? So I hit you, and I'm happy you said yes. But we've never performed together, ever.
It was scary. Not gonna lie, that was really scary.
But I was chill, because I'm thinking we're going to have time to get up, talk it through. I could tell you, yo, this is a marker for this. Cut this off here. I come in here, right? Traffic is traffic.
Traffic is traffic. I really didn't need the shower. Like, if I didn't do that, I would have been okay. Honestly. It's Lauren.
I get the thought of it. So I don't even know what time I'm supposed to go on, right?
Oh, yeah. And we didn't. Yeah.
We didn't even know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm waiting on you. And they like, so we're going to bring you to stage at 7:55. It's 7:50. Where your DJ? I was like, she'll be here in a little bit. So I'm like, damn. You walking me stage in 5 minutes and you just telling me, we got it though. It's cool. Boom. 30-minute set.
Up.
I think you got there at 8:15. We supposed to go on at 8 o'clock. They like go stage, cut the lights.
I thought we were doing a test. I thought I was testing my sound. I didn't know where we were supposed to be going. So when I walk in, they're like, yeah, go test your sound. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Then we'll have time to go to the back. He's like, y'all ready? We're about to turn the lights. Wait, we're going right now? Right now?
Bro, we some G's. Like, oh, just know shit. That. We some G's, bro. So I'm going up there with no in-ears. We haven't talked. We both flustered.
The bombs is killing rap.
Oh, my God. But when you started the track, I'm walking up. I'm like, guys, I don't have where's the microphone? Nobody gave me a mic.
Oh, my God.
So they looking for the mic. When they give me the mic, I'm supposed to start rapping. But, again, we've never rocked before. So you start talking over where I'm supposed to start rapping.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in pain. Just I don't want to talk about this night no more,
This is
man.
Funny.
Fuck.
You was on your DJ joint doing the bombs. And
you ready for Rap City Things at Night? Rap's like, I'm supposed to be rapping right now. I'm like, oh, let me stop the bomb. Sorry.
It was fun.
Can't run it back because we sure on time now. It's like, it's just fuck. All right.
And there was one joint I was so flustered. Nobody. I did the second verse for the first verse. And I was like, we're going to cut this short. I think I looked at you. I was like, darn, that's the one.
You did. I noticed that. I thought that was on purpose, actually.
No.
I thought that was on purpose. Dang.
I was focusing so much on trying to hear that I don't know. I switched them.
I kept seeing you go like this.
Yeah.
I was like,
focus, rap. Focus.
But all this, you could not tell, like on stage. Like, yo. Looking back and then even while looking at you while I was DJing, I was like, well, at least she's in control. Like, that's literally what I was thinking to myself. She's got that. All I got to do is be support right now. But
that's why we some G's, because we didn't fold under pressure.
Yeah.
Inside, we both were dying.
I was a fucking lawn chair, okay? I was fucking folded.
My head was doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I was trying to figure. And I'm like, Nico about to rap. He ain't never performed in the stadium. The echo might mess him up. The funny
thing. He came out.
Straight.
On 100. Yeah,
he told
me
he was patting his leg to stay on beat. But he did some funny shit. He told me while I was performing, he trying to look out for me, right? He don't understand the echo. So he and the sound man like, yo, can you turn her reverb down? And sound like, ain't no reverb, man. We in the arena. I am dying laughing. But
damn, so he was hearing it.
Yeah, but
that's because he was by the stage.
By the stage. Yeah, but everybody said we killed it, so I take that as a
W. Yeah, you know, just
any
flight.
Day. So I'll take that.
Yeah, we'll definitely take that.
I would have done it again. You?
I would do it again. Yes. But I would like practice. That's why I said, yo, next time we do this, can we have a practice? Like, just call me in advance. I'll come to you in practice, like, whatever the case
right.
may be.
That's normally, but we had.
I know.
We was on the gun.
Hey, man, when you trying to win, you just
do it.
You just do it.
When you ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Nah, period.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
We did that. But, man, my heart just ached thinking about that. That was a real intense day. Oh, my gosh. But you did get to meet Lauren that night.
I did.
How was that?
Man, it was everything that I could have dreamed for. I've been listening to her again since Blunting on Reality, mm-hmm. my biggest inspiration. But it was dope. I met her 3 or 4 times before that.
Oh.
But this was meeting her in a different space, right? 3 or 4 times, you know, people introduced me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Now, since then, it was, okay, we sending email messages back and forth through other people. And then I email her on myself, so we talking on our set by nice. Ourselves. And so it's in a different space, right? Where I know she knows who I am. Like, she appreciates the work. She knows how much I appreciate her. So when I went back and we spoke, she just showed so much love. And it filled me up to even tell her, too, how much I appreciated her for the opportunity. But, yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah. And for her to give me the time that she gave me, because you got to think, like, I know you had to leave early, but she performed an hour, hour and a half her own set. Then she performed an hour with the Fugees. Then yeah. she did an hour, hour and a half meet and greet after that.
Oh, wow.
So her voice was, she was like rap, basically my voice. But she still took the time to speak to us for a minute. So it was love.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I love that, man. You get all the cosigns from all the living legends. You do. Well, it's because you're a living legend yourself. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just me. I'm just existing. Yeah. I don't know if I got that title yet, but if y'all give it to me.
Man, honestly, like, because how we say, like, the three-headed goat and how you're, you know, to at least me and Charlamagne, you're a part of that three. I would love for, like, a you, Kendrick, and Cole to do a tape.
That would be crazy.
Would love that. Mm-hmm. That's Fugees, you know, like a new recreation of it.
It's crazy. There was a time when I did Complexion.
Man,
Kendrick,
what?
Kendrick hit me about me, him, and Anderson doing a project together.
Ooh, that would be tough.
Yeah, it was an idea. It would have been amazing. We never revisited it, but that would have been dope too. But yeah,
I think y'all should revisit it. I think everybody needs to make a big deal about that, and y'all should make that happen, because
I think they had enough with Cole and the Cole and Kendrick album. So I ain't trying to put no more.
I give up on that. Cool. I see Cole moved on. He's doing things with Drake now, but Kendrick is still open rap. So we can get Kendrick rap and Anderson .Paak. What? Not to mention, I mean, your verse on Complexion. I want to say that was actually my first time hearing you. I was a sophomore in college. I had my second year in New York City. And I was like, damn, who is this? Like, I need to hear this. I need this to fill me up, you know, essentially, what the verse was about. So damn, that was a good time.
It was a real good time.
Discovery and falling in love. Like, that is, like, such a special moment. But, yeah, that was definitely my introduction to you.
Damn. A lot of people, it's either Mac Miller or Kendrick for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely gave me love with sharing their platforms in that way.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And now you return in the favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
let's see. But we're dropping more this year, or is that all we're getting?
We'll have more information on that very soon.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I'm not going to end the year without giving a little bit more.
Okay, period.
Mm.
With visuals.
We're going to sprinkle some shit.
With visuals?
Sprinkle some shit.
Okay, maybe. All right, all right. Well, Rap, you know I love you.
I love you. Bottom of my heart.
I bring you up whenever I can, because you're just one of my favorites.
Same, sis. And I tell you, if you need anything, hit the line.
Will do. Well, you know I will. Shout out your grandma. Everybody know where they can follow Rhapsody if they don't.
I thought you said shout out my grandma. I was about to say, oh, what part of the show is this? Didn't it sound like she said shout out my grandma?
No, what?
Shout out my grandma.
Shout out to Rap Grandma, man. We love her too.
Yeah.
She did good.
Feel me? Rhapsody, R-A-P-S-O-D-Y. Stop putting the H in my name. I'm about to think y'all can't spell. Y'all got to understand the difference.
It's because they listening to everybody else out here. You know
what I'm saying? But Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, R-A-P-S-O-D-Y at Rhapsody. On TikTok, I think it's Rhapsody Music.
You be TikToking?
I'm starting to.
You made it to TikTok?
Yeah.
Man, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I didn't think you were going to be doing it. Okay.
I didn't think so either. Shouts to the label. They opened my eyes. I do. It's cool, you know. You got to make it your own.
You do got to make it your own.
Right, so I'm trying to figure out how to make the content my own. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to do what everybody else do.
And you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't cook well enough
to do to the cooking videos.
Yeah. You know, I could do basic survival food if you need me. And desserts. You need a dessert, hit me. Holla. What's good?
So you bake?
I'm a baker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we play the other game with her?
Play all the games with me. All
right.
I got time.
All right. Oh, okay. We'll make it quick. We'll make it quick. We'll make it quick. It's a Zoom. Okay. All right. The older I get, the less I blink.
Oh, I thought you said blink.
Damn, everybody does that.
I'm sorry.
It must be me. It's a me thing.
No. The older I get, the less I blink. Give a fuck.
Mm. Yeah, we love Rhapsody and her. We don't give a fuck era, actually.
I don't give a fuck.
Yes. All right. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank. Is there anything you want to learn more about?
There's a lot I need to learn more about. I learned enough about things, but I could learn more.
About everything?
Yes, everything.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I wish I knew more about Africa.
Mm.
I be with people, and they be naming off countries, and they be like, oh, this is West, and I be like, I don't know where that's at. Never heard of that place. And I'd be feeling a little bad about that.
Understood.
That's just me, though.
Don't feel bad, because I don't know either, but we getting better.
Yeah.
Globally and consciously, I think black people are getting more familiar with other black people culture.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't feel bad about that. My personality trait is blank.
My personality trait, I'm goofy.
Definitely if silly. Definitely silly.
If you really get to know me, people think I'm serious. I'm not that serious.
Yeah.
People that don't know me, right? I don't think they understand how goofy I am. I'm a good time. Really. I'm, you know, really that nigga.
Mm-mm.
On the real. Okay. I'm a good time.
Hurt.
I'm a real one. Ain't that right, Big D?
Absolutely.
Shout D was over Big there D. Making faces when you said it.
The like, weatherman.
All right, you would never believe me if I told you blank. Nah.
What? Hold on. Wait,
what is the Arthur saying wait to?
Ooh.
In the chat, they say wait.
Oh, what's up, y'all? Something. You look so cute today. Thank you. Me and Nyla.
I know, y'all need to specify.
We both look cute.
Okay, period. Yeah, we'll take that.
Oh, you would never believe me if I said what? Yo, this is hard.
Yo, this is not hard. Yes, this is your life.
Oh, okay. I be thinking too serious. Wait, okay. But you would never believe me if you knew how picky I was.
Mm.
I'm a super picky eater.
I could believe that just because you no got picky seafood. With your music and we've been waiting on it for like...
No seafood. I don't want nothing years. That tastes like the ocean.
Not one, but 2 years.
No beans. I don't do bacon.
You gotta drag her out.
No pork.
Well, that's good.
I don't do no condiments except barbecue sauce. Oh, I don't like no white sauces whatsoever.
You missed
unless
out.
It's that's not a sauce.
That aioli is crazy.
Ranch is disgusting.
Aioli?
Disgusting.
Wow.
White sauce at the Chinese spot, disgusting. I don't like sweet potatoes. I don't like sweet potato pie.
Yo, ain't you from the South?
What does that have to do with
you
anything?
Don't like sweet potato?
No.
Sweet potato pie?
No. No. Ugh, I don't like it. I'm sorry. What?
Complicated. Okay.
I'll just stop there.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Again, but because of how you are with your music. Because we've been waiting.
You really on my head.
I am. Cause,
but I appreciate
yo, you.
You
told me at Dreamville Fest, yo, it's about to drop. So I'm like, all right, bet. I go back yo. Around my people like, yo, I ran into Rhapsody. She said she about to drop, y'all. But, they're like, for real? I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to hear it. Then 6 months later, I'm like, damn, still no music. This is crazy.
I really thought that was going to happen, but I was not realistic.
Okay.
You know?
That's cool.
You know, there was two, like, some... little verses pieces I was waiting on took a little longer. Then you gotta do sample clearances.
Yes.
You know, it's a whole process.
All right, I understand. I just gotta pull your tail because I'm a fan and I just be.
Yeah, I've had several dates. I had an August date. Mm. I had an October date. Yeah. And then I was like, holidays.
Not a holiday. That's actually a good time because we home. We're gonna be
that's
listening.
What I thought. Like, but it's really not.
No.
No.
Well,
they want to hear Mariah. It's Mimi season.
It's just that one song though, and it is not on repeat. Like I hear it in Macy's. I don't want to hear it when I get in my car.
I feel you.
But okay, fair. You have your method. You got your plan, and we just excited that you're back.
Thank you.
Rap is back.
Y'all feel me? Rap back.
Rap is back. Until next time, guys. Talk soon. Peace. And shout out to Twitch. Thank you guys for tapping in.
Shout out to Twitch.